The following utensil would protect the object that's inside of them if it was sealed. The following kelim are not makabel tumah, so therefore, even when it's an oil on mace, it would not become tumah. So if it has a cover, and the cover is sealed to it, the objects inside of it would also be protected and would not become tumah. Clay glolim, kelim that are made out of dung, if not makabel tumah. Clay avanim, stone kelim. Clay adama, kelim that are made out of earth and was not baked in an oven. All these kelim are not makabel tumah, so since the clay itself does not become tumah, it would protect the objects inside of it if it's sealed. Kli cheres ukli neser. Earthenware kelim. Neser is a type of earthenware kli. These kelim are makabel tumah, but they're only makabel tumah from the inside. So therefore, if it has a cover and it's sealed, the kli itself does not become tumah, as it cannot contact tumah from the outside. So therefore, it would protect the objects that are inside of it if it's mukab tmid psil. As opposed to kelim that are makabel tumah from the outside, as even if it's sealed, since the kli would become tumah from the outside of the oil on mace, it cannot protect the objects that are inside of it. Atmoit hadag v'ora. Kelim that are made out of the bones of a fish or from the skin of a fish are not makabel tumah, and therefore protect the objects inside of it if it's mukab tmid psil. Atmos chaya shabiyah v'ora, or kelim that are made out of the bones of sea creatures or from the skin of sea creatures. And the same would be true if it's made from the bones of ophos, of birds. These kelim are not makabel tumah, and therefore protect the objects inside of it in a oil amaze if it's mukat smipso. Ukli eit hatorim matzilim beimipiyam beimitzidam. Kli eit that are tahorim, wooden kelim that are too large and are not makabel tumah. As kelim that are made out of wood, if they're very large and they hold two core or more of produce inside of them, and therefore they're too large to be carried when they're full of produce, these kelim are not makabel tumah. And they would be matzil, they would protect the objects inside of them in an oil on maize, whether it has an opening mipiyam in its mouth, and that opening is sealed, or whether it has an opening in its side, and that opening is sealed, it would protect what's inside of it. Ben yosher ashulam, ben mutin alpsidam. Whether they sit on their bottom, they're sitting upright in a normal way, or whether they're turned on its side, in all cases, if they're sealed, they would protect the objects inside of it in an oil on mace. Hayu kfuyin alpiyam matzilim kol shetachtem aratom. If the above-mentioned kelim are turned over on their mouth, meaning to say the opening of the kli is on the ground, and it's sealed to the ground by putting a layer of kli all around the pet so that it's sealed shut, it would protect any objects that are inside of them from becoming tummy and oil on mace, and so too, it would protect objects that are buried in the ground underneath them. As even though these kelim do not have a cover, since the ground serves as a cover, it's considered mukat smid psil, and it protects the objects inside of them and the objects buried underneath them. Rabbi Eliezer mitami. Rabbi Eliezer is mitami in such a case that the kli is turned over on the ground, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, the earth cannot serve as a cover, it would not be considered mukat smid psil, and therefore would not protect the objects inside of them, and certainly not the objects buried underneath them. Alakol matzilim. All of the above-mentioned kelim would protect any objects that are inside of them, no matter what's inside of them. It would be protected from becoming tamei in the oil on mace. Chutz mei kli cheres, she'eino matzo, ela alo eichlin ba'al amashkin, ba'al kli cheres. With the exception of a kli cheres that's mukat mipsil, it would not protect everything that's inside of them. It only protects food, liquids, and other kli cheres that are inside of them, but it would not protect other types of kelim, such as metal kelim that's inside a kli cheres that's mukat mid psil. The reason we saw in the previous parak is any kelim that can be immersed in the mikveh and become tar would not be protected in a kli cheres that's mukat mid psil. Masechta Kelim parak Yud Mishnah Beis B'mem Makip. We had in the previous mission that certain kelim, if they're sealed, they would protect the objects inside of them from becoming tumah. And the Mishnah asks, which materials could we use to properly seal one of the kelim and protect the objects inside of them? Besid uba gibson, bezebes uba shaiva. Lime or gibson. Gibson is a different type of lime, but it's whiter than normal lime. Zebes is pitch, shaiva is wax. Betit with clay, uba saw, with dung, bechoymer uba harasis, with cement or with harasis. Harasis are pieces of broken pottery that have been kneaded together with water. Or with anything else that smears. all these things could be used as a seal and seal the cover to the kli and protect the kli from becoming tamei na'or amitz. Ein makisa lo b'bat v'lo b'of beretz. Mipnei shehu psil ve'eino tzmid. If you want to protect the kli with a tzmid psil, you can't use a cover that's made out of tin or lead. As such, a cover, even though it's an effective cover, but it cannot effectively be sealed. So therefore, it would not protect the kli nor the object inside of it from becoming tummy. Ein makif in lo b'gbele shmeina v'lo b'batek shenileish b'mei perus. Shalo yivyanu v'dei psil. If you want to seal a lid to a kli, in order that the kli should be mukach tzmid psil, you can't use as a seal fat fig paste, nor dough that was kneaded with fruit water, in order that it shouldn't become puzzle. Meaning to say, that dveil shmeina and a basik shenileish b'mei peiros are not makabel tuma, unless it comes into contact with water. And that is the din of oichlin. All food cannot become tame unless it came into contact with water first. And this dveil shmeina had not yet come into contact with water. And the basik, the dough, was kneaded with fruit water, not with regular water, so therefore, it's not makabel tuma yet. So right now, it could be effectively used as a seal, since it's not makabel tuma. But since as soon as it comes in contact with water, it will be makabel tuma, and at that point, no longer it could be used as a seal. As something that's makabel tuma cannot be used as a seal. And since it's makabel tuma, it itself will become tummy in the OMA, so how could it protect the kli and the object inside of it from becoming tummy? So therefore, you should not use it as a seal, and maybe it will come into contact with water, and then it will no longer effectively seal the kli. Then hikif hitzo. But if you did go ahead and use the dveil shmeina or the batek shenileish b'mei peiros as a seal, and it did not yet come into contact with water, it would protect the object inside of it and the kli from becoming tame. And since it did not yet come into contact with water, it is not yet makabel tuma, and therefore, it effectively protects the kli and the objects inside of it.